Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Salvation is deliverance. All right. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is Spirit, and that's what I want you sheep to know, or us sheep to know. God is Spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. I have read to you from John, the 4th chapter, verses 20 through 26. Sheep, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, creator of all things, we lost sheep, humble ourselves before you in prayer, thanking you for your protection, your goodness and mercy towards us. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, as well as we thank you for giving us sane and sound mind, excellent health, family, love, peace, joy, and happiness. Of course, courage, boldness, for restoring us lost sheep unto you, prosperity in all things. I say that prayer in your son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Ellis Jones. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath. He did not say remember the Sunday. Remember the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay. He said remember the Sabbath, the Saturday, to keep it holy and do no work. You can read that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. Now, my Bible may read slightly different from yours. It's the New King James Version of the Bible. I want you to have your pen or pencil, paper, notebook, whatever you take notes on, and follow me to the book of Ezra. Well, a few things before we get started. Last week, I had mentioned that the week before I had gone to a conference at the University of Detroit, and I was in this session where they talked about stigma, and they were talking about mental health. And one of the suggestions was that we could have come into the churches. Well, at that time, I agreed with coming into the churches with your talk on mental health. But since then, I have rethought that position, and I think not. You, in my mind, the church should be where we bring this talk about the Bible. I'm reminded of when Jesus went into the synagogue and he saw all these people selling and doing things, and what he did was he threw them out. So I think that we should keep the church holy, just talk about the scriptures in the Bible. But I do agree that going into the neighborhoods, into the libraries, into meetings, neighborhood meetings, those, I agree, you should go to inform us of what it is that we should look out for when things, look out for mental illness. Now, hopefully I'm finished with that. Let's move on. Another thing I mentioned last week, that Jacob had four wives, and that's how he got his 12 sons. And I want you to turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 35, and we'll find out chapter 35, verse 23. Genesis chapter 35, verse 23. Let me read this to you for a moment. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. The sons of Leah, that's his first wife, were Reuben, that's Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, Levi, that's the third son, Judah, Issachar, and with Zebulun. Let's count those up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Leah had six sons by Jacob. Then Rachel, his second wife, were Joseph and Benjamin. That's eight sons. And then the sons of Bella, Rachel's maidservant, were Dan and Naphtali. That's 10. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's maidservant, were Gad and Asher. So those were the 12 sons of Jacob who were born to him in Padam Aram. So those are, I'm just trying to follow up on what I mentioned to you last Sabbath. So those are the four women Jacob had children by: Rachel, Leah, and their maidservant, Zilpah and Bella. So now, follow me to the book of Ezra, chapter 7. We're going to pick up reading where I left off, and I pray to God that I will be able to go back into Psalms 106 and read at least 3 or 4 verses. Let's read. We are in Ezra, chapter 7, the arrival of Ezra. Now, after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Seraiah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shalom, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Meribah, the son of Zerah, the son of Uzziah, the son of Bukai, the son of Abisha, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. This Ezra came up from Babylon. And as you know today, I listened to the news last night. Babylon is in the news, and it's not good news. It's about war. At least war is bad news to my ears. Now, I want you to look up the word Babylon. The word Babylon comes from, I think, the word was, back in the old days, it was Shinar. Then it was Mesopotamia. And now it's modern day Iraq. So I want you to know that. And I don't have a computer anymore. So you sheep, and sometimes I don't go to the library. So you sheep, go check that out for yourselves. I want you to know, I think that in reading the books of Nehemiah and Ezra, God is preparing us to know how to handle our future when this war comes. And I'm thinking around 2020, of course, if the history books that I read when I was in school many years back, I'd say a few decades back, I was taught that the slaves were brought to the United States in Jamestown in 1619. And I'm thinking, well, in 2020, that will be up in that. In the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verse 13, I didn't mean to go there. Good Lord. Thank you. At any rate, let's go there. He said, then he said to Abram, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will be afflict them 400 years. Well, in 1619, the first slave ships or the first slaves arrived in Jamestown. And that's in Virginia, USA, United States of America. And in 2019 will be the 400 years. So I'm expecting in 2020 big things to happen for us. And it goes on to say in verse 14, it says, and also the nation whom they serve, that's us black folks, that's most of us, because 13 colonies already had black folk. They had the Moors over there. And they don't teach you that in school. And I can't find that book or the person that taught me. Let's continue to read. And let's read verse 14 again. And also the nation whom they serve, I will judge. Afterwards, they shall come out with great possessions. So look forward to 2020. And 2019, as I do. And I pray to God that I will be around during that time, because I am one of your seniors or your seasoned people nowadays. So let's get back to Ezra chapter 7, and we're going to pick up at verse 6. This Ezra came up from Babylon. Now, I want you to know that Babylon is Iraq. And he was a skilled scribe in the laws of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. The king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. So Ezra was granted all his requests by the king, and that is whatever he requested. Verse 7, some of the children of Israel, the priests, the Levites, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the Nethinims. The Nethinims are temple assistants. I don't know what they did. It's just that I know that they are temple assistants according to the book, the dictionary. Came up to Jerusalem in the seventh year of King Artaxerxes. And Ezra came to Jerusalem in the fifth month. On my Hebrew calendar, the fifth month is AV, and I say A, which was in the seventh year of the king. Now, the fifth month, A, on my Hebrew calendar, I think that is, I'm looking. Oh, forgive me. I'm not wasting my time. Well, first, let me finish reading what I have to read. And, oh, hey, that's in, it starts in July and August. AV starts in the months of July and August. Heavenly Father, bless me to read all of verse 7. We're at verse 7, chapter 7, verse 9. Let me read all of verse, chapter 7, God. Verse 9. On the first day of the month, he began his journey from Babylon, and now they Iraq. And the first day of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. But Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. The letter of Artaxerxes to Ezra. Now, this is a copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave Ezra, the priest, the scribe, expert in the words of the commandments of the Lord and of his statutes to Israel. And in verse 12 now, Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra, the priest, the scribe of the law of God of heaven, perfect peace and so forth. I issue a decree that all those of the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites in my realm, a realm is spelled R-E-A-L-M, that is his territory, his kingdom, his area, who volunteer to go up to Jerusalem may go with you. And whereas you are being sent by the king and his seven counselors, remember that, to inquire. Inquire means to investigate or ask concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Now, when we first started reading in Ezra, it was chapter 1 of Ezra, we learned that Jerusalem, Judah, you find that in Ezra chapter 1 at the end of verse 2. Let's see, where did I leave off? Let's pick up reading at verse 14. And whereas, well, let's say, whenever I see whereas, that means that was something was already said. So this whereas is going to be number 2. And whereas you are being sent by the king and his seven counselors to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem with regard to the law of your God, which is in your hand. And whereas, this will be number 3, you are to carry silver and gold, which the king and his counselors have freely offered to the God of Israel, which dwelling is in Jerusalem. Whereas, and this is, I think, the fourth thing, all the silver and gold that you may find in all the province of Babylon, along with the freewill offering of the people and the priests, are to be freely offered for the house of God in Israel. Sheep, I want you to remember these as I read. I think that we left off at the number 4. And it says, now, verse 17, now, therefore, be careful to buy, this will be the fifth one, to buy with the money bulls, rams, and lambs, with their grain offerings and their drink offerings, and offer them on the altar of the house of your God in Jerusalem, and whatever else seems good, that'll be number 6 or number 7. You mark these in your book, and you go over these afterwards if you choose to. Number 8, verse 18, and whatever seems good to you and your brethren to do with the rest of the silver and gold, to do it according to the will of your God. Verse 19, also the articles that are given to you for the service of the house of your God, deliver in full before the God of Jerusalem. Verse 20, and whatever more may be, I'm going to say this is about the ninth or the eighth thing. It might be the ninth thing. And whatever more may be needed for the house of God, which you may have occasion to provide. You know, occasion means every once in a while, a particular time or chance. Occasion to provide. Pay from the king's treasury. And I, Artaxerxes, let's say this will be the number 10th thing. The king do issue a decree to all the, excuse me, I had to burp, all the treasurers who are in the region beyond the river, that whatever Ezra, the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven may require of you, let it be done diligently. Diligently means you work hard at getting it done and do it carefully. Up to 100 talents of silver, and that's money, 100 cores. Cores is a unit of measurement of wheat, like 100 bales of wheat. I guess that's the way you could say it. 100 baths. Baths are liquid measurements. 100 baths of oil. No, it says 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of oil, and salt without prescribed limit. Whatever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of God of heaven. For why should there be wrath against, wrath means anger, against the realm of the king and his sons? Also, I have to stop here. Chapter 7, verse 24. We will pick up there next time. Let's have a closing prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. Thank you for giving us, thank you for all things in your son's name. Amen. Remember, sheep, take God, our Heavenly Father, with you everywhere where you go. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next time. I also want you to get these two books that I've written from Amazon.com. The children's book is called The Broken Plant. That's $4.99. The Passing, that's for anyone that can read it. It's $5.99. My name is spelled S-O-N-D-R-A. Last name is Harris. Go to Amazon.com and get those two books. Also, I want to get the book, How to Eat and Live Longer. Go to www.eatandliveelonger.com. God loves you, and so do I.